So this is the recipe for vegetarian or vegan lumpia, and it'll make about 30 pieces. So for the filling, we have one medium-sized carrot grated, and then half a white onion diced, and then 4 garlic cloves minced, 8 dried shiitake mushrooms rehydrated and diced, 340 grams of a meat alternative, and I used Impossible Burger made from plants, salt and pepper to taste, and an optional 3/4 of an egg. For the wraps and glue, I used half a pack of spring roll sheets cut into quarters, 1 tablespoon of cornstarch or flour, and then 100 milliliters of warm water. And optionally, you can opt this out and use 1/4 of an egg instead of the cornstarch or flour slurry. For frying, we have 1/4 inch of vegetable oil in the skillet. Instructions. Number 1. Mix all of the filling ingredients in a medium-sized bowl. Add salt and pepper to taste, and feel free to add more or less of any of the ingredients based on your preferences. Lumpia is fun because you can freestyle it to match your preferences. If you're not vegan, adding 3/4 of an egg allows the ingredients to stick together more coherently. Number 2. In a ramekin, whisk cornstarch or flour into warm water. This will act as glue for the spring roll sheets. Using 1/4 egg is more secure, but if you're vegan, then cornstarch and water will work just fine. Number 3. Place 1/4 spring roll sheet onto a flat surface. I used a plate, ensuring it is in the shape of a diamond and not squared. Add about half a heaping tablespoon of filling in the shape of a log onto the middle of your sheet. The filling should be horizontal. You're going to fold the right and the left corners in and place them on top of the filling. Pull the bottom corner up. Do this with love and care. You don't want to break the wrapper. Number 4. Use your finger to glide the glue onto the top corner of your sheet and roll the lumpia so it sits on top of the glue. Number 5. Repeat for the next 30 rolls. Don't worry, you'll get better and faster as you practice. And you can assemble a small pandemic responsible team to make this process more enjoyable. Number 6. Pour about 1/4 inch of oil in a skillet on medium heat. After about 4 minutes, you can test the oil by placing a chopstick in it. If the chopsticks bubble, then you're ready to go. Number 7. Place lumpia sealed side down into the skillet, ensuring they are not touching. Wait about 2 minutes or until they are golden brown and flip them with chopsticks or a set of tongs. Do the same on the other side and place them onto paper towels on a tray. The paper towels will absorb excess oil. And lastly, serve with your choice of spicy banana ketchup, sweet and sour sauce, or good old ketchup.